Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Our next story is disgusting. Sorry about that, but it's also really interesting because it involves flesh-eating beetles. A group of students and professors at a suburban Philadelphia college, they love those guys. Why? Aaron Moselle explains.
In a tiny lab at Arcadia University is a white, jam-packed freezer that would definitely turn some stomachs.
We have rats and deer, and we have a red-tailed hawk. We have numerous red-tailed hawks, and we also have a chicken.
And a tarantula, and a lot of turtles. The dead wild animals are lunch for a colony of flesh-eating beetles, more commonly known as carpet beetles. Inside a big plastic bin on a nearby counter are a half a dozen Tupperware containers teeming with hundreds of pushpin-sized beetles gnawing away on a variety of body parts. Tammy Smith studies biology at Arcadia. She says it takes time for the beetles to start feeding.
But then if you come in a few days later, you can already start to see that they're starting to eat at it, and like the meat's kind of changing and the bones are starting to like fall apart kind of.
Professor Tobias Landberg started the beetle colony 2 months ago to help prepare bones for a new educational archive.
I'll be teaching a vertebrate biology class in the near future that's going to use this collection at its core for students to be able to do research projects, measure the bones, look at pathologies, compare different species. Ultimately, down the road, we'll be able to compare what these animals look like now with what animals look like in the future.
The beetles only eat dead flesh, and sometimes they can be picky.
We've had some mourning doves that came in recently, and they just hate these mourning doves for whatever reason. I have no idea why. I think it's because they're really lean. But man, you give them a squirrel or a deer and they go nuts. They get really happy.
Once the beetles have had their fill, the bones are degreased in ammonia before being dried on a rack. As part of her senior thesis, Olena Kostashak is piecing together a fox skeleton bone by bone.
I was one of those weird children always playing with dead things.
For Kostashak, the tedious, delicate work is kind of like a training ground for a career in forensics.
A lot of the times, you know, you find some bones, you don't find all of them, and you have to piece it together. Or sometimes you find part of the body could have been scavenged by something else. So definitely a connection and little mystery, little puzzle.
Oh, hi.
In another lab upstairs, a different set of beetles is being used to potentially give homicide investigators an extra tool to solve their cases. Karen Scott directs Arcadia's forensic science program. She's putting the bugs to work to help with a new research project that's using rats to look at how long drugs stay in bones after death.
If you have found skeletalized remains and you're trying to find identification, or you're potentially dealing with somebody who's been poisoned but they've been lying for a long period of time and all that's left is hardened tissue or bone. So if we can detect drugs in the bone matrix, then that might give us an indication of drugs that were administered just prior to death.
Scott is also analyzing the beetles themselves. Homicide investigators already look at what bugs are crawling on a body and where those bugs are in their life cycle to help determine how long ago someone has died. Scott says some drugs speed up growth in insects, which potentially could throw off the number of days detectives think have passed since a murder.
Say they say their time window is 5 to 8 days, but because there's drugs present, the time window is actually 2 to 6 days. And they could end up potentially discarding a suspect because they were not in the area at the time or something like that.
Scott has just started digging into her research. It'll be months, if not years, before it's complete. And so it's safe to say it could be some time before her results potentially become common practice. One thing, though, is for sure. It all starts with flesh-eating beetles. Do they still make your stomach turn? For The Pulse, I'm Aaron Moselle.